Hello.
Hey Mark, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Nice to hear you.
Yeah, I know. It's been a week, I think.
Busy, busy, busy week.
I know you have been busy. I just actually a minute ago finished listening to your podcast with Rob Lindley.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I heard that you were going to a book signing party with somebody.
I went to a book signing party last night for The Sweet Life, Desserts from Chanterelle, which is the it's a cookbook written by Kate Zuckerman, who's the pastry chef there at Chanterelle, and I interviewed her for my podcast several weeks ago. It's a funny story because it turns out she is the wife of a guy that I went to college with. We met back in February. We were at a recital for a mutual friend, and her husband Simon had music directed me in several shows while I was at Yale.
Oh,
We did,
cool.
in fact, our commencement show was "Kiss Me, Kate," and he was the conductor for that, which was a lot of fun. And so when I met Kate, she was still working on the book; it was about to come out, and so it was just great that I was able to interview her. So the big party was last night. And I went with my friend Wes Martin, who is Martha Stewart's chef on her television show.
Oh, cool.
And we went to the party, had a great time, met some interesting people. And then afterwards, we went. It was weird because, it was it's celebrating a dessert book, so the hors d'oeuvres that were passed were all desserts. They were all sweets. So we had dessert
Oh,
before we had dinner.
yum. I would love that.
Oh, there was some amazing stuff. These little. So many petit fours and some little mini goat cheese cheesecakes with wine gelée on the top.
Oh my
They were just
gosh.
amazing, and cookies, of course, and just all kinds of little sweets. And so after the party, we decided. Well, we were down in Tribeca, so we went to the Odeon, which is a really well-known brasserie, kind of French brasserie bistro kind of place. It's been around for a while, and we had amazing. I had an amazing skate. It was a cornmeal dusted skate served on a butternut squash puree with what was it? It was either Swiss chard or mustard greens. It was, one of the heavy greens, and it had a truffle foam around it, like a truffle jus.
Oh,
Oh, it was just
gosh.
amazing. It
Now,
was nice.
what is skate?
Skate is a kind of fish. It's one of those flat fish.
Okay.
It's like Dover sole, that kind of thing, like where the shape is flat. It's an oddly shaped fish, is what it is. It's flat, and it has, it's like the fish equivalent of flank steak. You know how it
Oh,
has
okay.
the striations. Like
Yes.
it's that kind of, it's obviously not as tough as flank steak, but it has that kind of texture to it,
Yeah.
and it's yummy. It was really good.
Oh,
And
cool.
so a couple tables down from us, this guy got up to go to the bathroom, and he was like really good looking, and we were checking him out, and it turned out it was Ryan Phillippe.
No way.
And he was there with Reese Witherspoon, who is just gorgeous.
Oh my God,
She's purdy.
you were that close to them?
Yeah, they were just at the next table, or two tables down, I think.
That is so cool, 'cause actually they were just on Perez Hilton's website. Do you check out
Oh,
Perez Hilton?
God. We have got to talk, honey. Oh, dear.
Why?
Perez Hilton, as fat as he is, he's not a good-looking boy, but he used to be a lot cuter than he is now.
Yeah.
He was in a film that I did several years ago. It was a student film, and I had the lead role in it, and he was kind of like an extra in it, but it was this, listen to this. This is an interesting film. It was a film called Raw. And I was the lead character, and the whole story was about this guy who he's really like lonely and looking for love in all the wrong places. And he starts to like call the phone lines and gets really intrigued by all these raw sex parties that are going on.
Is this gay or straight?
Gay, yeah. I mean,
Okay.
it's a gay film. I mean,
Okay.
how many straight raw sex parties have you heard of
A
going
few.
on? Oh, okay. Well, okay, that's fair.
In the early 90s.
That's fair. So anyway, I was I played the protagonist of this guy. He's sort of struggling with himself and wanting to connect, and so he goes to this party, and so the whole process is sort of this party and what happens at this party, and Perez Hilton or whatever his real name, I forget now. I mean, he was like an extra in this, and he was one of the guys in the sex
Oh, was he naked?
party. No. No,
Okay.
not, not 100%, like underwear kind of thing.
Yeah. Too
I, however,
wild.
was. I
You were?
Well, it was a, this was a I mean this was not a porno film by any means, but it was, you know, it was an unflinching look at what goes on. So I mean it was really real, you
So
know.
can
It
we
was a
find
real
this film on DVD somewhere?
I don't know if it's gone out on DVD. This was it was a festival film kind of thing, you know. It was made, it was a Columbia student who made it. It got shown at a lot of festivals. In fact, we went to San Francisco for the Frameline Festival. You know, Frameline is the gay and lesbian film festival in San Francisco. So it's kind of cool to see my film playing in the Castro Theater.
And it's called Raw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
It came out, actually, it was funny because in several other festivals, it's a like a I don't know, it's like a 15-minute film. They played it in front of the full-length feature. It was a documentary called The Gift. Did you hear about this a few years ago?
I know, I can't say I
It was
have.
a documentary called The Gift, and it's about people who attend these kind of parties, and they call it a gift, like, you know, a gift giver or a gift receiver, like, you know, when you're serial converting and all that. And it's like people who have fetishized,
Oh.
they fetishize that whole thing. They fear, I think it's like they fear that it's inevitable that we'll all get AIDS anyway, so you may as well make a ritual out of it, which is kind of
Oh,
bizarre,
that's,
but.
yeah, that is bizarre.
And this was a documentary about real people who go about doing this. So obviously, you know, our film was it was a narrative fiction film. So, you know, we were acting, you know. It was I thought it was a good film. It was nice, you know. It was edgy and interesting. And
Oh.
anyway, well, how did we get started? Oh, because of Paris
Because I
Hilton.
was talking about Perez
So
Hilton
now
and.
Perez, yeah. So he was an extra in this film, basically, when he was thinner.
Do you
Now he's
check
a
out his website
big
regularly?
fat Jabba the Hutt. No, I can't stand him. No, honestly, I think it's reprehensible. I think he's disgusting, all that
Oh.
celebrity gossip, all that, and then just the, I don't know, the nastiness of it all. Do you hear that? That's my dog hacking up.
Oh, is Steve sick?
He ate something he shouldn't have,
Oh,
so I
poor
don't know.
thing.
Yeah.
So now,
So anyway, so what's the whole Perez Hilton thing that you were bringing up? That was a long sidetrack.
oh, just that I had just seen a picture of Ryan Phillippe and Reese Witherspoon on there, that he was at some event that they were at. So
Oh, I see.
nothing special or anything.
Okay. Yeah, she
But
was looking good. She was party. She's just like real natural looking, you know,
yeah,
really
I like her.
gorgeous.
And of course,
Yeah.
I would love to do him, so.
You know, he doesn't really do it for me. That whole like sort of like I don't know.
Oh, well, I wouldn't
He
put him
doesn't
out
do
of
it for me.
bed.
Well, as long as he doesn't speak.
Well,
Plus, he's just such a bad actor. He's
put
just
something in
so
his mouth.
bad. Let's see. I have to. I don't know if I have anything on hand.
Yeah, right. Let
Oh,
me change the subject then. In your podcast with Rob Lindley, it sounds like you guys had an amazing time out there on Fifth
we
Avenue.
did.
I
Well,
would.
we started going down Fifth Avenue, and then we ended up going back around and down to 34th Street to Macy's. You know, of
Right, I
course,
was
we went
that's.
in and out of Macy's.
Yeah, and you got to see the dresses or the garments from Project Runway. I think that is
From
so
Project
cool.
Runway. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm laughing now because all I hear in the background is my dog like hacking up.
Is he going to be okay? Do you need to attend to him?
No, he's okay. He's just, you know, when he licks something that he shouldn't, then his tongue gets all like black, 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 you know, kind of
Yeah,
thing.
poor
But that's
thing.
his own fault for doing that.
So now, obviously, at the end of your show with Rob, you guys made it to the
To the
Mani
nail
and
salon.
Pedi salon. Yeah.
Yes. And that's going to
So.
be part two, is the actual manicure. I recorded everything.
Oh my
It is
God.
hilarious. You are going to laugh because these Korean ladies, like, you know, I was trying to engage them in conversation, and they had very limited command. I discovered later they had very limited command of English. But it was funny because she was laughing, and I said, "What are you laughing at?" And she was commenting that my feet were very small for a man.
Oh God. Now, when is part two going to be out?
I don't know, in a few days, I guess. I'll
Okay.
put it up in a few days.
I look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, I am looking at my fingernails now, and they are gorgeous.
Did you get some actual like clear polish put on them?
No, she wanted to, and I'm like, no. But she said, but you can buff. I said, yeah, buff them, and they're just as shiny as if she had put nail polish on them.
Oh my gosh. And
It looks kind of cool, though.
did
She
she do the
and
same thing
Rob
to your
too.
feet?
Not the buffing, but she did. Oh man, they did this whole. It was like a foot bath with rose petals
Oh
and
my.
all kinds of stuff, and then they she like put like this exfoliant all over my feet and like rubber dubba dubba dubbed it.
Well, now, are your
It was neat.
feet generally in good condition or do you need to work on
My feet
them?
are lovely. People always comment on how soft and beautiful my feet are, even though they're small.
See, I have lovely feet too. I have to work on the boyfriends all the time.
Oh.
Give him a little mani and pedi or whatever. Pedi,
Okay.
I
Well,
guess.
this was my first and Rob's first too. So listen to, I won't give away too much, but
No,
listen to
yeah,
the
don't.
show in a few days and you'll hear us getting our manicure pedicure cherries popped.
Definitely will tune into that. Now I
Yeah.
have a question for you. I don't know if you know anything about this, but when is a good time to buy a pumpkin?
Oh, we just released our pumpkin dossier on the Gilded Fork. Pumpkin is the ingredient of the month, and if you
Oh.
go to the gildedfork.com, you can see our dossier all about pumpkin. And the answer to that question, surprisingly, is anytime. Anytime really. It's not like they go bad or there's a better time or worse time to actually pick it. I mean, you can tell which ones are not mature yet, but once they're mature, they actually keep for quite a bit of time if you keep it at a cool temperature.
I was going to
So
say if
either
the
if you keep it outside or if you keep it in the coolest place of your house.
Well, I was going to say because like we're going to have two warm days. Tomorrow and Thursday are supposed to be warmer. And if you've already like carved your pumpkin, then you're going to be in some trouble. You're going to start seeing some
Well,
rot.
once you carve anyway, it doesn't matter how cold it is. I mean, I'm talking about if you're storing a whole pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
Once you've carved into it, yeah, there's very little. It doesn't last a long time. It lasts a few days at the most,
Yeah. Do you carve
because
a
it will
pumpkin
dry
for
out.
Halloween?
I have not been doing that the last few years, but I'm not. It's not something I don't do. You know what I mean? I haven't done it the last few years. But we focus so much on the culinary uses and everything. So there's all kinds of tips for picking the perfect pumpkin, and generally for eating,
Yeah.
smaller is better.
The
They
smaller the
tend
pumpkin is better, you mean?
the smaller pumpkins tend to be big. Not the teeny tiny ones because there's a lot of work to get the flesh out. But not, you don't want a big giant jack-o'-lantern size pumpkin to if you're going to be baking or making food from it. The
Yeah.
big ones are great if you're going to carve a big giant jack-o'-lantern or you're going to put it out in front of the house as a decoration. But the smaller ones tend to be better. And they like if you thump it and you lift it and it seems rather heavy for its size, that's a good sign because it means that the flesh to cavity ratio is pretty large. It means the
The
cavity is small, but the flesh is thick.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you
Yeah.
hear on that just made me think of something. Did you hear on How Much Do We Love that flesh to cavity ratio is now going to be like a band?
Right, because I was talking to Sarah about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that she added that. Yeah.
That's
And
so
we also and
funny.
then we were joking like flesh to seed ratio. That's
Yeah,
kind of naughty.
that is naughty.
I don't know if you heard at the end of the podcast where we when before we went into the nail salon, we saw that they have a special feature at the nail salon called Quick Dry Top. And
Oh,
Rob commented that those are always in high demand, right?
my goodness. Quick dry top.
I said that's a hell of a lot better than a slow dry bottom.
Gross. That is gross.
Ew, that's gonna itch when it
Oh,
dries.
that's nasty. You're nasty.
Did you remember Rob saying that on the
I don't remember
Purge?
hearing that, no.
He said his little cousin got in trouble. We had to go to the principal because he kind of sharted
Oh, yes. Oh, that
and
part,
when he
yes.
sharted, he said, "Oh, that's gonna itch when it
It
dries."
dries, yeah. Rob Lindley, he's so funny. I need to have him on the show sometime.
You should
Hey.
have seen these cute French boys in Macy's. Oh my
Oh,
God,
you
they were
guys were
cute, but
describing them,
no
yeah.
asses at all. They had negative ass. If
That's
you
so
added
weird.
up all three of their asses, it wouldn't equal one normal ass.
That's so weird. Why didn't they have any asses?
I don't know. Maybe it's a French thing.
Oh,
But
maybe
they had
so.
cute faces, though.
Okay. Well, one more topic and then I'll let you go.
Oh, and we haven't talked about The Amazing Race.
Oh my God, that's right. Okay, forget my topic. Let's go to Amazing
No,
Race.
we'll talk about your topic and then we'll
Well,
talk about
I
The
don't
Amazing
want to keep
Race.
you too long, but I was just going to ask if you had heard or seen this thing about the Congressman Gary Studs who died recently, who was the first out gay congressman.
No.
And well, he hasn't been in office since 1997, I believe, but
Yeah, I
he
was gonna say that seems like an old name. I remember hearing that name long ago, but okay. So he died recently.
Died like last Saturday, I think it was. But according to this article that I saw on Towel Ro or Toll Road, which is a blog I read, his
Oh right,
part,
yeah, I remember you talking about that in the
yeah,
past.
his partner of 15 years, I think it's 15 years, is not going to be able to receive his pension because of his death. And it's like, doesn't that just piss you off that a guy. Now, see, if he had been married, if he was a woman and married, he would get $62,000 a year from his partner dying. Mm-hmm. But because he's gay and no marriages are recognized,
that's the congressional pension.
Yes, congressional okay. pension.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I see it seems much more poignant because it is a congressperson, but it takes stuff like that for then. I mean, ironically, and maybe this is very cynical, but it's like, you know, the congressmen always look out for themselves. So if we start having more non-traditional families in Congress, then they'll start looking for, they'll change it for themselves, and then maybe later on down the line they'll change it for other people, you know?
Right, right. And actually,
it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's like, why should, in a way, why should he, why should that happen on that level and not on all other levels? Obviously, it would be great if it happened on all levels.
Oh, I see what you're saying, right.
But I'm saying it would be even worse if we heard that, Congress gets it, but then they won't pass a law that protects the rest of us for that.
Exactly, and actually the reason he doesn't get it is really based on the Defense of Marriage Act that was signed by Bill Clinton in 1996.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the most recent stuff. But
Well, it's funny. Yeah, it was signed by Bill Clinton, but it was really, that was a real Newt Gingrich thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, for whatever that thing he was doing in 94 came about.
Yeah, yeah, the contract with America.
Exactly. And speaking of gay stuff, I thought about you today when I read this article in the Washington Post. It says 53% of voters say they back the Virginia same-sex marriage ban.
Yeah.
And I read the whole article, and I'm thinking, you know, Chef Mark told me all about not believing polls and all this stuff about statistics and stuff. And then I get to the end of the article, and it says, let me get to this last page. It says 1,004 people were asked out of the entire state of Virginia.
Exactly.
So they're basing these statistics on 1,004 people.
Where and how, when, in what circumstance did they ask those questions?
Well, they did tell you that it was all the polling was done between October 10th and October 12th. And they called all regions of the state,
where were those names coming from? Were they coming from certain socioeconomic groups? You know, like, how did you get your list?
Well, yeah, they don't tell you that.
That's the question: where'd your list come from? It's like, if you're calling 1,000 Republicans, and 53% said they supported a ban, that's actually good news. You'd think it would be higher, right? Now,
right.
If they called 1,000 Democrats and 53% said no, then you'd think, there's
right.
something up.
And actually, I'm not believing these statistics at all anyway, because even if they called 4,000 people in the state of Virginia, I think that the statistics would still not be correct. I think there would be more people saying that they vote, that they are supporting the same-sex marriage ban. Not opposing
you think
it.
That there's more homophobia in Virginia than this poll lets on.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
well,
why
I
really think that this I'm starting to get pissed off with this marriage ban thing. This is the second thing I've read about it, and it's pissing me off. But
well, are you working to get people to vote against it?
Yeah, I'm talking about it on my podcast.
Yeah. Of course you are. Yeah, I mean.
But the problem with that
I didn't mean to imply that you weren't doing something.
Right.
I was just curious. Like, hey, you have the opportunity. I mean, it's like, you know, it's in your state, so you have the opportunity to really have your voice heard and to help other people make an informed choice on it. And that's the thing. A lot of people don't really, unless it directly affects them, they don't really make an informed choice. They just go with a gut instinct, or they go with whatever someone else told them to do.
And you know what?
In this article, a lot of time that someone else is their priest or their preacher.
Right. You know? And they mentioned that in this article, saying they quoted several people from different parts of the state saying, well, I just don't believe that gays should have the right to marry. And what these people don't realize is that it's not just a gay thing now. This is actually against all straight people who form unions on their own.
Right. Common law marriages. Yeah.
Right. Common law marriages.
Well, I guess in states that don't have common law recognitions, it's an issue. It's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is going to override the common law marriages in the state of Virginia. No longer will you be able to have a common law marriage.
Right. No, that's the thing is, though, it sounds, I haven't read the actual language of the resolution, but it sounds like it would not really pass a constitutional test. You know, like, you could easily defeat it in, you know, you could go back and sue the state if they pass it, you know.
Exactly. And that's,
they could take it to court.
Right. And that's where
this is unconstitutional.
Right. And that's where where it will finally be decided is in the courts. And I think that if we can find someone who will challenge it in court, it will be overturned.
Yeah,
so,
hopefully.
Anyway, not to bring it down, but let's talk about The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race.
I
oh
actually
my
had
God.
To watch it. I had to watch it twice because I was doing work while I was watching it, so I had to watch it again.
Yeah, I have to admit it wasn't. It wasn't the most focused watching of The Amazing Race I've ever done, like last week.
Right.
because I was busy. We were busy preparing for our meeting on Monday morning.
Right.
With Pod Show. But it was. This is what I've said every time on Amazing Race that they've gone to India. India is the great equalizer. India
it
will
does.
Beat your ass down and take any wind out of your sails, because India is the different place altogether when it comes to moving around and getting around, and just the way that people interact with each other in day-to-day life in India seems to be very different from in other places.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine going to India. That was a nightmare watching those
and
people
it's very
trying to get
tough
around.
on Americans, I think. Every time I've seen that, it's very tough on Americans because it's very different.
Oh yeah.
A couple years ago on The Amazing Race, they were in India, and one of the things, and they were in a packed train car, and
yes,
one of the
I
girls
remember
got
that.
Felt up, and it was a big thing, you know.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, very intense.
But
so,
I'm so disappointed that the that Kentucky is, you know, possibly out.
But I love the new twist. I just love the new twists with the.
Yeah, but I think that's going to make it harder.
Race. It is, but it's like, wow, it gives them, talk about incentive, they have to be first, and they have the chance to be, because everyone else is pretty much, you know, I mean, you know, the way that, if they end up traveling to another country, if they don't stay in India, they have a good chance of actually doing that, because every time they switch countries, it makes the pack jumble back together.
Right, it mixes
it up
pretty
good. The
way
the flights
go. Yeah. But now, the thing is that if they don't come in first, let's say they come in second, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, okay. I'm eating.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you in a minute about what I'm eating. Oh, it's amazing. Go ahead.
Okay, well, then I'll just talk while you're eating. If they come in second, let's say, and then they get that 30-minute thing, there's still a chance that they'll stay in it because
the pack has spread out, it will be good. If the pack hasn't spread out, then they're done.
Right.
Because you saw what happened with Tom and Terry.
Yeah.
When they were had that penalty, and they almost got bumped
out
that week.
Yeah. As long as they get
all
there
because of
early.
A stupid mistake.
Right. As long as they get to the spot early, then they'll be okay, I think.
Mm-hmm. And or if someone else has a real step back.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Now, Sarah, is it Sarah, the girl with the leg? What's her name?
The girl with one leg, yeah, Sarah.
Yeah.
There's Sarah with one hip, and then there's Sarah with one leg.
Right, Sarah with one hip. That's Sarah.
That's Sarah, yeah. And then there's Mike Hip. Which is something altogether entirely different.
Totally different. That's right. But she and what's his name kind of got into it this time because he was yelling
Kendall.
At her again. Yeah, he was yelling at her again.
I call him Kendall.
Kendall. Yeah, he looks like a Kendall.
It's ironic. Do you watch Lost? You don't watch Lost.
No, I don't watch Lost.
He's a lot like Jack Shepard, the main character of Lost, because he's this doctor, and he was with this woman. That was a patient of his, and he fell in love with her, and then his whole thing is he has to make it right, and it's like, it's almost like this guy needed her to be this project, right?
Right.
And he sees her as this project, and she's like, no, I'm a real person, you know, and we need to have a real relationship that's based in real trust, that's not about my fucking leg.
Exactly. You
know? And it seems as though he's not very good in the real stuff.
No,
you know, he's real
he
good at
pushes
servicing
and
her
pushes.
Leg, you know. And telling her what to do, but she's like, no, you know, she needs that kind of equal footing.
Well, it's
no
like when
intended.
They yeah, it's like when they miss the bus. Though she's doing her best to run down the road, and they totally missed the bus because she couldn't keep up.
Yeah, you know what I was wondering about is that, you know, they haven't mentioned anything else about her leaking hydraulic fluid.
Yeah.
But they also didn't mention them fixing it. So it makes me wonder if they just fixed it quietly and didn't say anything about it. But they should have they should have said that they fixed it.
I bet they didn't fix it because the way she's still limping around, I bet that she's just living on it.
There's
way it
no
is.
Way it would have been. She would be in pain at a certain point that way. I'm sure that they fixed it and didn't say anything.
Well, they should
tell. Because, I mean, at a certain point, it would leak out all the fluid, and then it would be, it wouldn't be able to move. Like, she couldn't be able to move the joint at all.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, some of the other highlights for you. What were some of the moments that really stood out for you?
Well, when the drug boys went to do that little colored rice thing, and
Yes,
they
the
didn't put
rice
on the
powder.
they didn't put on the outfits,
Yeah.
and then Kentucky did put on the outfits. I thought, oh, those boys are going to get a penalty now because they didn't put on the outfits. But then they went and put the
And they
outfits
didn't.
on.
Yeah.
I thought they should
Yeah.
have gotten a penalty.
They look good in the outfits,
They
but
actually
I just
did, yeah.
again, once again, it was like, well, we're recovering. And you know that the editors and the producers just inserted that in. Like, you know that he didn't say that at the beginning of that sentence, but they inserted, well, we're recovering drug users. And it's like, it sounded different.
Right.
They're just every time they have to remind, oh, we're recovering
And they had to point out that they saw a man along the side of the road when they were on the train shooting up heroin or something. You know, that was a, they have to keep pointing that out. Other highlights, I guess, again, Kendall, whatever, when he was manipulating everybody to get the best airplane flight. You know, listening in on people's
Well,
conversations,
that's the
looking at their
thing, is that
tickets,
that
and
backfired. Irwin and Godwin, it backfired on them. They
I know.
were messing with him with the whole cell phone. It was a fake cell phone, and he thought, oh, well, I better do the same. And he actually got a real cell phone and made the tickets.
Exactly, but
Dumbass.
yeah,
Dumbass Erwin and Godwin,
that's true.
anyway, for trying to think, it's like I don't know why they didn't just think to do it for real.
Right, because
Why would
people
they
on
do it
other
for a
shows have done
fake?
that.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Did you have any highlights that really stood out for you?
No, again, I watched it, but I was quite, we were printing out press kits, so I was a little distracted. There weren't, I didn't have as many moments, as many, excuse me,
Yeah.
moments. But I just love Mary. I was so worried. I thought, oh, I hope they don't get eliminated. But you
Well,
know that, and that's the proof that the producers just wait to see who's going to be last to decide who if it's going to be a non-elimination leg.
oh, you
Because
think they waiting to see that?
I think they do. Because if you notice when it is a non-elimination, it's always interesting characters that are the ones. It was the hippies. It was. Didn't Rob and Amber have that at one point? Last season or the season
Oh,
before? And
yeah,
then
last season, yeah.
there was there have always been the con either the controversial or the entertaining pairs that have been the ones that have ended up getting to
Being
stay
saved
on
by
and
it, yeah.
getting another chance at it. It's never the boring ones,
Yeah.
that get it, they get that chance. And hence, that's why Tom and Terry didn't get a second chance,
Exactly.
because they're the tragic gays.
They were the disastrous gays,
The disastrous, sorry, the
according to
disastrous gays.
Sarah.
Sorry, that's right. That
Yeah.
was going to be a band name too, the disastrous
That's
gays.
right. Well, listen, I have kept you too long. I'm sure you have a
Yeah,
million things to
no, it's
do.
okay. Thanks. This
I
was
will
fun
let
to
you go,
catch
but thanks
up.
for catching up with me today.
Yeah.
And I look forward to your next show.
Yeah, listen
Absolutely.
to the sounds of the bubbling water in the nail
I
salon.
can't wait, and I
I
encourage
don't,
everyone.
maybe I don't know. I just thought it was so cool because I've never had a manicure before or a pedicure, and maybe every other gay listening to this is rolling his eyes, going, "Oh, I get a manicure every week," but I don't know.
I've never had one, so
You
I'll have
haven't?
to listen to
Okay.
it, so.
It was nice, and for me, it was special because my hands take a lot of damage, throughout
Yeah.
the day, chefing. I mean, I have my hands in and out of water a lot. I nick and scrape and sometimes cut myself. So it was really nice to get a manicure. It really felt good to treat myself that way, and it was so inexpensive.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah. So,
Well, we look
oh,
forward to
last thing, I
hearing
was
that.
going to tell you what I was eating. I got a package today from the Cyprus Trade Commission. I did a podcast a few weeks ago where I interviewed a guy from from Cyprus about halloumi cheese and some of the products, and they sent me a box full of products from Cyprus.
Oh my
And
gosh.
what I was eating were called Aphrodite delights, and they're like Turkish delights. They have it's like a gel kind of candy, and it has pistachios on the inside, and then completely covered with white sugar, like powdered
Ooh.
sugar. That was yummy. And then like they sent me some carob syrup, and some tahini paste, and some halva with peanuts. And some peanut brittle with carob honey, and then the pièce de résistance was an entire bottle of Commanderia.
Oh
And
gosh.
Commanderia is it's a fortified dessert wine, and it was created back in 1191, to honor the wedding of Richard the Lionhearted. The Crusaders stopped off in Cyprus, and they sort of used that as a base for a couple of years, you know, for one of their crusades into the Holy Land. And Richard the Lionhearted got married there, and the Knights Templar made this wine, and they've been making it on Cyprus ever since, and it's just amazing.
Wow.
They
Very
gave me an
nice.
Entire bottle of it. So I'm like, psyched, right on,
you,
baby.
You're so lucky. Well, that sounds
Yeah, so
very
I'm going to go
nice.
Back and interview them, you know, interview them again and talk about some of the other products that we didn't talk about on the other podcast.
There you go. Well, I will let you go so you can go enjoy all those goodies.
Thank you.
Thanks again. I encourage everybody to go see or go to listen to Remarkably Mark and the Remarkable Pala podcast.
Yeah, especially if you like Project Runway.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Archer.
Thank
My best
you.
To the boyfriend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Bye.
Archer Radio. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.